At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. We got talking about making beds and whether or not you'll leave the house before your bed is made and how important exactly it is to make a bed.
Yep.
And it reminded us of a speech that went viral. It was a Navy Admiral. His name is Admiral William McRaven, and he was giving a commencement speech back in 2014. And here's what he had to say.
You make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Yeah. I loved that speech. Yeah.
Really powerful.
Yeah, I loved it because that was one thing that I always had to do as my chore. I remember my mom always having us make our beds before we went to school,
yeah,
before we left the house.
But the bigger message to me is it has nothing to do with a made bed. It has everything to do with how it makes you feel.
Right.
It makes you feel accomplished, and
right,
it gives you a mindset to start the day, and it gives you a safe place to come home to, and it's going to be a nice made bed that you get into. So it's about what it represents.
Right.
And I didn't
get
that for the longest time, but now I was like, yeah, it's not really about the bed.
I know. I always thought it was more about keeping my room clean, and that it was just teaching me that, you know, you got to clean up the house and everything, but it really does sort of refresh. It sort of sets the slate back to like balance zero for
mm-hmm.
you, right? When you leave the day, you feel like, okay, here we go. Everything is set and order, and now we can
yeah.
sort of move on.
And it's something you have control over. You can make your bed. Some of the things in your day, you might not have as much control over.
Good
so
point.
It gives you
yeah.
that feeling too of control. So call us and tell us what you think about making your bed. Are you somebody who will absolutely never leave the house without making your bed? Are you somebody who's like, eh, I'm going to get back in it in a few hours. I'm going to leave it unmade. I think people have very different opinions about that.
And I'll say this too, because I know that Stephen is in the morning. My husband's there in the morning getting the kids off to school. And a lot of times he has to run out to go to work right after. And he's a police officer. So, you know, he's got to get there. He
mm-hmm.
can't just linger around. It's the first thing I do when I get home, even if it's at like 11:30, if all of the beds aren't made in the house, like the kids' beds, because everybody kind of leaves in a frenzy. And they're still little. My boys are 11 and 12. And, you know, and so I'll
go
right
in. You want to restore order.
I do. I
yes.
go right in and I instantly have to make the bed right away. It's the
yeah.
first thing I do.